Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. Lord, may we hide it in our heart, treasure it, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. This reading today, just turning different pages and just felt like where the Lord was leading, and just reread the story of David capturing the ark from the Philistines. And his desire to move the ark back to Jerusalem, and he's going to put it in his tent. And, you know, we know the story. And as they were moving the ark back, he put it on a cart, and he was kind of tilting. A guy grabbed it, and he gets zapped, right? And scares David. And so David does a great thing, and this guy named Obed-Edom asks if he would keep the ark in his house, you know. Because David scared David, and he said David got upset with the Lord. And then you see, after some breakthrough and victories later, David moving the ark back to Jerusalem from Obed's house. And this time he does it right, because according to the Mosaic law, the ark could only be moved by the Levites, Levitical priests, and they had to do it a certain way. And so all that story, there's so many things within that story, but one of the things it shows is just about the holiness of God, you know, and the this, as Paul writes in Timothy, about this God in an unapproachable light and just this awesome God. Then it just got me, and as I was just turning and thinking, I felt like the Lord wanted me to talk about this, because I think we're in this day. This is I'll start here and kind of go backwards. I'll show you how many times this is mentioned in Scripture. This is in 2 Timothy 4. It says, "The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires." And he's talking about, you know, of course, the end times, the time will come. And he uses that word sound doctrine, right? Very important word for us, because in our relationship with the Lord, it's just amazing. You know, the grace of God and Jesus, you know, did it for us. And we know that the law was written. We'll read some scripture here in a minute. The scripture says the law was written for man to actually show man how much he needed God, and that how he couldn't. How perfect God was, and how man could never measure up to God's perfectness. We all know that. There's such a, we're living in a time where it's very important, because the church is kind of losing sound doctrine in a sense. And it's almost like that thing you hear about the, you know, putting the frog in the water and just kind of warming up the water, and the frog just kind of remains there and doesn't realize the water is getting hotter until he just kind of dies in it, right? Same thing with truth, right? I know a lot of people and ministers who really held on to sound doctrine, and then they may have a child or someone they're very close to that seems to be having these desires that contradict Scripture, and they're moving into a certain direction, and because of the love of the parent for them, they just all of a sudden move away from sound doctrine, right? And they move into a doctrine that seems to fit more of their desires, where they may not have to reject their child, or they may have to reject, you know, someone they love. And it's always a big danger, always a big red flag. And I've seen it take a lot of people out. But I'm just going to read this. And this is the letters of Timothy and Titus, what Paul wrote them. And Timothy, historically, was a bishop in Ephesus. And Titus as well was a bishop and apostle in the early church. That's the reason when you read their letters, it talks about ordination in those two books, about them ordaining priests or elders and deacons. It's because they were apostles, they were bishops, which later became bishops. But anyway, I'm just going to read what this says. This is in 1 Timothy, just how many times it uses these words. "But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully." He's writing to Timothy, and this is for Timothy chapter 1. "Realizing the fact that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, the unholy and profane, those who kill their fathers or mothers for murderers and immoral men, and immoral meaning fornicators, homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. And there's two words for sound. We're going to read this. It's going to be several times. The one that's used the most is a word that means that I am well and I am in good health, right? So sound doctrine, or doctrine is just teaching, it's for your good, right? For your wellness, for your wholeness, for your good, right? The Lord doesn't do anything or speak anything that's not for your good. Just like a doctor prescribing these things is for your good, right? He says this again. This is in 1 Timothy 4:6. In pointing out these things to the brethren, you'll be a good servant of Jesus Christ, constantly nourished on the words of faith and the sound doctrine which you have been following. Now, this sound is a little bit different. This is the only one that's different in the sound doctrine. This sound means, the word in the Greek means beautiful, good, worthy, excellent, attractively good, an outward sign of an inward good. Okay? Again, that you're constantly nourished on the words of faith, the words of the Lord, and they are beautiful, and they're good. It's an inward thing that brings an outward thing. They're attractive, and it's excellent, right? All right, we're going to keep going because, again, we'll just bring this to a close here in a minute. Just want to show you how many times that Paul writes about this. This is in 2 Timothy, the last letter he wrote. I'll read the verse about it. For this reason I suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him until that day. Retain the standard of sound words, the healthy, well sound here, which you have heard from me in the faith and in the love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been trusted to you. But retain the standard. Retain, which is the word to hold on to. Sound words. Sound doctrine, right? Which you've heard from me, and these which are in the faith and that are in Christ. Because being in Christ is like, we do believe that we're in Christ, and we believe that Christ is in us, right? And one thing about Jesus that we can't escape the fact is that he's God and that he is holy, right? He's a holy God who lives within us, and I conform to his image. He does not conform to my image, right? I don't make him into the image of man. I conform to his image, and according to this, it is good, and it's healthy for me, and it's for my well-being, right? Not ever to condemn me or anything. It's just the way it is. All right, that was in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Then we'll reread what I started with. This is in 2 Timothy chapter 4. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. And then chapter 3 up there, he was saying, all scriptures God-inspired and profitable for teaching, for correction, for training in righteousness. For the time will come, again, when people will not endure, or not one, that word endure is a balance. The time will come when people will reject sound doctrine. But wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. And that word desire here is their own passions, or their own lust, or their own way, right? This is in Titus, the very next book over in Titus. For the overseer must be above reproach as God's steward, not self-willed, not quick-tempered or addicted to wine or pugnacious, not fond of sordid gain, but hospitable, loving what is good, sensible, just, devout, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word, which is in accordance with the teaching, so that he will be able to exhort in sound doctrine and refute those who contradict. And the word, again, word, I'm well, I'm healthy, and is good. Verse 13, his testimony is true. For this reason, reprove them, severely so they may be sound in the faith. Chapter 2 of Titus. But as for you, speak these things which are fitting for sound doctrine. Older men who are temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love, and perseverance. So, said those things because it says it over and over again, to remind us in the age we're in where, that is confronting us in every direction, especially my children, right? Social media, everything they're seeing is attacking sound doctrine, right? Soundness of faith, the holiness of God, who He is, trying to water down or just again kind of to conform God into their image or something that's very acceptable, right? And if it's not acceptable and people are I forgot what we were doing on the river one day, but we were doing something and the girls were saying, "Dad, that's offensive to people," right? And it wasn't anything that was, and I said, "Well, girls, you're going to find out that walking with the Lord is offensive to people," right? It's just the truth. And Jesus tells us that, man, if all men are well pleased with you, then something is wrong, right? Because walking in truth, walking in sound doctrine, is going to bring opposition, right? But it's healthy. It's for our wholeness. It's for our good that we stand in truth, right? And that God is holy. And as we are conformed into His image, holiness is a big deal. If we want to learn to walk in the gifts of the Spirit and for the Lord to use us and pour out His power, holiness is a big deal, right? As we've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit, you know, and we're never called to be a church who just practices the gifts just to be for our own, you know, chill bumps and our own, you know, to lay around, you know, out in the Spirit and all that kind of stuff. That's all good. You know what I'm saying? But it's to build up the body of Christ, for the kingdom of God to go outside these walls, right? And be the light of the world and lead people to Christ and bring them home. That's what it's about. But part of that, and the whole thing we were talking about, is that it's so important as we're growing in that, because the fruit of the Spirit is just as important as the gifts of the Spirit. And the gifts of the Spirit will only grow as the fruit of the Spirit grows in our lives, which is holiness, right? If I'm not committed to holiness and walking in holiness, then I will see the gifts diminish in my life, right? 1 Corinthians 13 talks about that. You know, if you're not walking in love, which is walking in who God is, then it will cease, right? Tongues will cease, all that. Now, you got to put that into context, because I grew up taking that as the gifts ceased, right? And the end of the apostolic age and that kind of stuff. So not what it's saying. But it is saying this, that if holiness is not increasing in your life, then the gifts will decrease and they will diminish. Sound doctrine is a very good thing. It's a very good thing to teach to not only to you, but to your children, right? Because it is good for them. It is whole for them. It will, although the word of what sound means, healthy, I am well, I am whole, right? God says it for a reason, and it's good. If He says this is wrong, He means it, right? It is wrong because it is destructive for our lives. Amen. I know y'all know that. It was just this real passionate thing in me. The Lord was just stirring today, just to remind us. We're living in the days, and that's in that 2 Timothy chapter 4, what Paul said, in the last days, the Spirit says, these things will happen, you know, and that sound doctrine will be attacked in a very big way. So retain those words. He said, Timothy, that's a word to us too. Retain sound doctrine. Because it is so important. It keeps you grounded. It keeps you grounded in truth, right? Amen.